I'm talking today on expectations versus reality. I'm going to start by talking about the universality of expectations. So we need to expect things in order to make decisions. When you knew that there was a young Buddhist meeting today at 1 o'clock, so you expected that there would actually be people here to let you into the center. So you turned up, assuming that that would happen. And even when we're considering, making bigger decisions in our lives, we need to be able to weigh up consequences. How are we feeling? What do we think might happen? What we expect comes into our lives all the time, and we have things that we need to expect in order to live our lives. I was interested to look up the definition of expect versus expectation. I was surprised that they were subtly different. So to expect something is to regard something as likely to happen. But to have an expectation is a strong belief that something will happen or be the case. There's two words in there. There's a strong belief, so already that puts a bit of weight on it. We've got this strong belief. It almost has that, almost like a heavier feeling or a tighter feeling. And it's a belief. So it's become something a bit more tangible, has a bit more weight to it. This was really telling for me because I have quite a tendency towards expectations, probably versus expecting things. I can get a bit black and white. I want to know the right way to do things. And very quickly, something that I can just expect to happen can turn into an expectation of what I think should happen. So that's quite a big word that I have to work with, should, both for myself and others, the way that I should be, the way others should be, the way an experience should be. I've been working with this through my whole life, really. So I was thinking back over my life and all the different things that I've expected and how those have shifted into expectations and what effect that's had on me. So maybe while I'm talking, you could think for yourself, are any of these true for you? For example, I had an expectation of what it would be like to go to uni, what that experience would be like, what I would enjoy, what people I would meet. And also going traveling as well. So I've been traveling a few times in my life, and I think very much I've made those decisions based on expectations, either by hearing other people tell me about experiences they've had and then projecting from those, or creating expectations. And then when I actually get to a place and it's different, and really how could it not be different? We're different people than the people who are telling us these things. We've never been in this situation before. But I always seem to be a bit surprised, like, no, hang on, this was supposed to be amazing. I'm not sure this is amazing enough. And I've also found that, with simple things, just parties, celebrations, you really look forward to something, maybe it doesn't quite match up to your expectations. I mean, sometimes it does, sometimes like you're really looking forward to something and it's great, it's fantastic. I'm not saying it never happens, but I've just noticed for myself quite a lot of expectations of looking forward. And there's a bit of an enjoyment that even comes with that expectation. There's a little bit of fizziness, a bit of excitement. I enjoy the actual act of expecting things. So as you hear me talking, you notice, as people have already mentioned, this is not a Norfolk accent. So when I went back to Canada to visit my family after I'd been in England for over a year, I'd gotten married, and I was going back to Canada to visit my extended family and basically to introduce my husband. It was a very interesting experience because one thing that happened is I really found I was going back as a very different person. I was married, I hadn't met my husband when I left Canada, and then just over a year later I came back with a husband. I was a practicing Buddhist, I'd become a Mitra, and what I really came in contact with was other people's expectations of me. And it was almost like what they were expecting was an old self. Someone who wasn't there anymore. I'd changed. I had different ways of engaging with the world, different beliefs, different ideas. And especially with my family, I felt like I was almost being put back into an old box that didn't quite fit. And this is I found this contact with an old self. It was almost like they were expecting something that wasn't there. This led me to reflect on one of the Buddha's teachings on conditioned existence, on reality.